Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. It's always a very, very special privilege to come back to our own yeshiva, to be able to learn with our own chavera. Not zaycha, unfortunately, every day. The Rabbi Yisai has placed other responsibilities upon all of us, but once in a while we have the chance. It's very, very special. I really wanted to do two things. The general topic is Amir al-Akum. We are constrained in time because there is a Levaya, unfortunately, for a little laser. The Baruch was Nifter. And consequently, at the end of the Shir, I certainly have to disappear. So I'm very constrained. I don't have the time to spend that I would like to today. I would first like to put forth a little bit the background of Amir al-Akum, and then get involved in some of the practicalities of this. And then deal with some of the halacha lemaisa aspects. The Gemara raises the broad issue of what exactly is the impact of Amir al-Akum Shvus. I suspect from one of the Rishonim, which I don't remember now where it is, maybe it's reciting the Aruch, I suspect it, or maybe that more correctly, maybe in fact Amir al-Akum was Shvus. That's my suspicion, according to one of the Rishonim. It's Amir al-Akum, we tell the person Shvus, is desist from it. It was the Mashmos. Piece or so from one of the Rishonim. But that's a cloud in Hilchos Shabbos. How does it impact the rest of Kol HaTorah Kulo? So that's less than clear. It was less than clear to the Balei HaShas, and it's less than clear to us. It's the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Boyo Lehu Ma'u Sheyimar Odom Nenoch Le'yichasim Borosi V'Goshim. There's a lot of the Torah, the Sachsim Shor Medishim. I'm not allowed to muzzle it. I have to allow it to eat whatever food it's working with. It's allowed in the Torah. It's mi'aminan ki aminan amir lenoch rishvus hanamir lenin Shabbos. This is only as far as Shabbos is concerned. This is stila. Aval chasim adis alav loy odum loisho. Now it's rather interesting that the Gemara projects the shayla in terms of isa stila versus isa lav, which would seem to suggest that anything else which is of that level of Isa Skila, not so many things in the Torah Isa Skila, but those things that are Isa Skila, then undoubtedly that the din would be that Amir al-Akum applies. Even though where exactly that is, it's more or less than clear. The Gemara seems to say, in the realm of Skila, perhaps it applies. Now, it would be interesting, or the Gemara suggests a second possibility, Odum Loishno. This is not the only place in Shas where the Gemara suggests perhaps there's a distinction between Yisuskila, Yisalav, and other places. The Gemara says, Yeromus Kuputez, Mali Yisalav, Mali Yisakoros, Mali Yisalav. There is no difference between the two in terms of the Xeris, etc., that we make. Yet in other places we do find it, the Mishnah Melech that discusses how to sort all of this out. Now, first we'll take a look at the Gemara, and then we'll go through the varied reasons that there are for Amir al-Akum. And it's interesting to see exactly how they all fit into this Gemara. It's rather fascinating. And I believe we will discover in this Gemara Mokra for something that the Rambam says is very unique approach that the Rambam takes to this halach altogether. Toshma nochri adosh b'parosa she Yisrael. So I give my parah, lend it to an non-Jew, and ain't over mishum leisachsa. It doesn't violate leisachsa. So the Gemara took it to be over, meaning in the sense that he's over the Yisra deraisa. Ma'avar hud le'avar. He's not over the Yisra deraisa. Ha Yisura ika. But it does mean he just wasn't over the law. It doesn't mean he wanted to say it's mutter for him to do it. It's not over the law. So The Gemara says, "Bedinu disur namila." The emesis that I'll tell you that there is no Yisur altogether. I did the Tana Seifa. The Yisrael Adosh Bahurosa Shanochri Aiver is Tana Reisha Enu Aiver. Obviously, who's the Enu Aiver oriented to? We're not talking about the Nantu. The Nantu doesn't have Chiyuv. You can't say Aiver and not Aiver, the guy as far as the guy is concerned. At least in this point in the Gemara. Later on, the Gemara will suggest a different possibility that he were Aiver and Enu Aiver, in fact, could apply to the guy too. But as we are presently at this point, assuming that the Yisra of the Sachsam Shorbadisha applies, that this, the Yisra of the Sachsam, I should say, I'm sorry, the Yisra of the Sachsam is certainly not going to apply to it, but the Gemara will suggest there's another Yisra, perhaps, which does apply, but not this particular Yisra. In other words, a different Yisra that the Gemara will deal with, and want to know its interface with Avir al-Akko. So there the Gemara will suggest there's a possibility, but in this Oiver and Eno Oiver clearly has to be as far as the Yid is concerned. There's certainly no Lav in the Goy of the Sachs of Shorbadisha. So then the Gemara says, Toshma, the Shluchai shall Odom, the Sholchulei Lahu Adishmo. They sent a Shaila to Ahu Adishmo. Halim Ture, the Gangur Armoi. Now, this Gneva sort of in quotes. It's not exactly the real thing. What happened was, there is a lav. It's very strange. This lav is really not very well known and very little observed outside Eretz Yisrael. There's a lav of Arzachim L'Sasukim. One may not neuter animals. So it's a specific L'Mafurish lav of the Torah.
Nothing
to do with Sakhalin. It's a neuter or an animal. You can give it anesthesia, you can do everything that you want. But it's a lot. So if it were Shalav in the Torah. So for farm animals, apparently, they're a lot happier when they're neutered than when they're not neutered. And this is a known fact throughout history. So what used to take place, apparently at Bogo, that the non-Jewish neighbors of Jewish farmers used to come in the middle of the night. They made a raid, and they stole the guy's shirt, and they neutered it. And next week, they brought it back to him, Okay. There it is. And now it's neutered.
Well, once I had the
shiloh,
because in Los Angeles,
you
buy the shirt, and buy a dog from an animal shelter. They only give it to you if it's neutered.
Yes.
So somebody wanted to buy a dog. They called me, and they said, you have to pay for it, leave it overnight, they neuter it, and then you come and pick it up.
Okay, we'll see. Now, you want to hear a funny shayla? And it's a shayla that I once shared with Rav Yosef Afrati, my Yosef secretary. He came to visit me a number of years. We're old indeed, and he came to visit me in the house. So I told him a shayla that had just happened. The shayla was, it was Mutzi Shabbos, about 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone rings. The guy calls me up. He has a problem. His cat is having a cesarean section. What's the problem? The problem is that the vet wants to spay the animal at the same time. Are you allowed to do it? I told him, look, it's a dolphin. I don't know how to do such a thing. Okay. The guy hangs up the phone. About 10, 15 minutes later, the phone rings again. Now the vet's on the line.
He's a Yid?
Who?
The vet is a Yid?
I don't know who the vet was. It's not material. Disregard, as we're going to see. So the vet calls me up and says, I don't understand you. He says, there's a greater risk that the animal is going to get cancer if it's not neutered. So how do you tell me not to neuter the animal? So we went on up the back like this for about 10 minutes, and we realized we're not going to get any place, and we wish good night, and we hung up the phone. About 2:25 in the morning, I went to Shabbos. So I shared this with the Rebbe Refrati when he came. So I said, well, there's two ways you can look at it. On one hand, you can look at it, we got some strange people out there, with strange ideas, and they had at 2 o'clock in the morning calling up their rabbi about me. So on the other hand, you can look at how many souls Kedosha man. So Shaila, neutering an animal, and go to the store, well, look, still call the rabbi, ask the rabbi what to do, don't act without asking the rabbi if you're allowed to do such a thing. So out of here, he takes. The truth is, it could be that both takes are true. They're not a steer to each other. So this is what went on in Bovel, is they used to, raid the Jewish farmers, neuter the animals, and then return them. So this was rather transparent, and they wanted to do something about it. So Shochol Elahu Lishmo, what ought we to do about this practice? Sholach Lahu Haromis Avid Bahu, they're out to use subterfuge. Is a rumor a liar? Is acting a treacherous fashion with a used up, make them sell the animals, give them a knas, they have to sell the animals. So therefore, they won't gain from the procedure. Is Omar of Popo, the name of Rovus Savri, so the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, that what's the problem? So who cares if they did it? If there's no Isser on Amir al-Akam, so this is not worse than Amir al-Akam. So good, you'll say it's an implied Amir, because the guy knows he wants him to do it, and he's happy, and he gives him a big Yashikayach, whatever, afterwards, good. But it's not worse than Amir la'akum. See, if Amir la'akum does not only is involved in Hilchos Shabbos and doesn't extend to other Isurim, then what's the problem? So Omar of Popo, some of the more wants to make a riot, that this is then Amir la'akum by Kol Shari Sumer Shabbaturit. It's Omar of Popo, but in Marovo, Savri law, Karak Chitko. They held the world like Rav Chitko, the Omar, but they know of Mitzuban al-Asiris. The ones that sent the Shaila to the called B'nai Marovo, implying apparently that they were, this took place at Eretz Yisrael, is that they sent the Shaila to Yishmur, Rahu and Yishmur. So they held, like Rav Chitko, the Omar B'nai Noach Mitzuban al-Asiris. This is a machloikas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, if a guy is Mitzuban al-Asiris. So apparently Rav Chitko is the Madi Omar B'nai Noach Mitzuban al-Asiris. And therefore, perhaps it's not because of Amir la'akum, but the problem is a different child. The problem is the Yid war machshel the goy. Since I set them up that they should go and do the sirus, some of my law, they violated the law. And since I provided the echetimtza for the law, some of my law, Amir la'akum. So maybe that's why the knas was given, not because of Amir la'akum, because of lifnei. And this is where the Gemara ends off. As far as our shaila is concerned, the shaila is how to take the maskana of the Gemara. On one hand, we could say the Gemara did not settle the Yiboyim, and the Gemara left it open. The Gemara brought a raya, it was matched a raya, and therefore it's an open question. As we'll see, there are many rishonim. It's a machlekes in the rishonim, but there are many rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch take it. That we don't pass on like Rav Chitko, and I mean that this was just a dichuya, a dichuy, and the emes is the raya is a good raya, and the halacha remains in the Shulchan Aruch paskins that is a din of Amir la'akum in kol isuri hater, not only in, and as we know, isuri derabbanan tov, not only in isuri deraisa, but isuri derabbanan tov is the isuri of shvus. Now the shaila is, what was the Mora shaila in the first place? The Mora said, the Nafkamina, well, this is the Issa Skila, this is the Issa Lav. So we're going to see that there are apparently three different reasons for the Issa of Amir la'akum. So we'll skip ahead, though. Let's go onwards until the pages. The Avni Nezer, skip one page. V'lulei she'eni chedai lahachnis roishu ben ahorim agdoilim. It's going to answer a certain kasha, which one of them. Hoyaniru li lefarish, kinid wa amiru li goy yeshnei yisur. There are two Isurim in Amir la'akum. The Hinei b'Amir la'alef, Mishum v'vidaber dover, Kumushu kosov Rashi, Avid the Zorad of Tezbo, Vizil l'shoro, Umashi Yisrael also, Loim al-Goya, Asay li'kach, the reason that a Yid can't tell a constructor go to do such a thing, Mishum v'vidaber dover, Afilu diber also. So that is one, v'vidaber dover. Now that clearly is only a Shabbos that can do. There's no Easter in Badal Adover. I can talk about every Easter in the Torah a whole week, but there's no problem. I can talk about every Easter in the Torah on Shabbos, and there's no problem. All I cannot talk about is doing the things on Shabbos, which are also on Shabbos. That I can't talk about. That's the only Easter of Badal Adover. So this is clearly a Shabbos to do. Abeis, Mishum Shagoy Nas, Shlucho Shal Yisrael. There's a second Torah, which we'll see that goes. Maimonides cites, and he quotes a Rashi, because of Rashi Reish Misha Hikshech, that there's a din of, even though generally we say, Yain Shlichos La'akum, but there's a din of Yain Shlichos La'akum L'chumra. Of Yain Shlichos La'akum L'chumra. Therefore, he says, now he, and I mean, as it quantifies it very, very nicely. Vinei l'tam ha'rishin at the Yisr is v'davar dover, afilu oimer lo'i b'shabbos la'asas achar ha'shabbos. If I tell him on Shabbos, do a meloch on Sunday, that's awesome. Because it's v'davar dover. After Shabbos, v'lo b'erev Shabbos, last of b'shabbos. If I tell him on Friday to do it on Shabbos, it's also tam ha'rishin. So I try it v'davar dover on Friday. After mishum tam ha'sheni, also b'zeh. Because of the shlichus, depends when it takes place and not when the deeper took place. So if I spoke about it Friday and instructed him to do it Shabbos, and he does it as my shleich on Shabbos, it's awesome. Whereas in the reverse, if Shabbos was Shabbos, last of Achar Shabbos, if he told him to do it on Shabbos, on Shabbos he told him to do it after Shabbos, it's also Rak Mitam Arishan, and it's only also for the first reason. If Shabbos was Shabbos, last of Shabbos, each Neyatam. And if I told him on Shabbos to do it on Shabbos, I have both. Now, the Avnei is very nice, and I don't want to chuckle with the Avnei Nezer. But the Avnei Nezer very clearly has no shaykhs with the Gemara in Hasaycha. There's no shaykhs with the Gemara at all. Because for either reason that he gives, the Gemara should not have had a shayla. One, you can kvetch a little bit. Adz B'davar Dover certainly has no shaykhs. I mean, that itself, you wonder a little bit why the Gemara didn't just say, well, it's B'davar Dover. And it doesn't, it only applies to Shabbos, it doesn't apply to Shari Surah. So did they extend it to Shari Surah altogether? Elamai is Shlichos you can quench. If you look at it straightforwardly, so what should be the difference? All right, so it goes over to the Raisa. What's the difference? And they say, Yei Shlichos L'chumra. So Elamai, since it's a Chumra, we can quench perhaps, and we'll say, they were only Machmer, and he says, Skilo, by Allah, it's very tasty, you weren't so Machmer. You could learn that. Well, he doesn't mean that the Gemara shouldn't have locked in on Skila, right? The Gemara should have said it's, we'll see, because the truth is that certain Isura are more subject to Shlichos than others. We're going to see that we'll go back to Chassam Sefer, we're going to see a smart Chassam Sefer feels that Shlichos Bechal, from his standpoint, he admits that others disagree with him, but he says from his standpoint, it would seem to be a sort of pshuta that you can't use shlichus as far as Shabbos is concerned. We'll come back to that. That shlichus doesn't work. So if we would combine that piece in the Chassam Sefer, so then certainly we're going to be at an absolute standstill. Because it couldn't be shlichus for Shabbos altogether, so there must be something else operating. We'll see. If we'll go forward a drop, go forward two pages, it's a very, very cute swan, but yeah, very nice swan. Some Sefer. The page after the Rambam, the next page. Umayos kasafti b'chidushai b'chein amuska b'dayki b'lisal b'lisal. I wrote this in my chidusha, and I am absolutely convinced that it's true. The Chassam Sefer says, "A chidush could be okay. You can hear it." Oh, but he says, "Not a shayla. You can hear it. This is mukhrach. I don't know how you can say otherwise." The inyan v'nucha Shabbos no shayach shi'ya shlucha k'moisa. The same way, what the Chassam Sefer is out to do is very simple. I'll wake up in the morning. So I'm tired today. So I'll say, I'm Gershon, do me a favor. Daven for me, put on tefillin. And I'll tell you what, the chumma up till, and I'll pay it tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll sleep, and I'll daven for you, and put on tefillin. Not bad.
You can't do that.
we're working on it. Some want to know if by Malchus we can appoint a shliach too. So, yeah, as we know, so there are certain things which are considered a mitzvah shabaguf. So mitzvah shabaguf means I physically have to do it. No one else can do it. So well, some Sefer says this is true. The Easter Shabbos, the Menucha Shabbos, is me. Me. The inyan Menucha Shabbos l'shach sheyesh shlucho k'moisa. The Torah pida on Menuchas gufo shel Yisrael. Beginning on the derisive level, he says, what shayach? What's the whole payda of Shabbos? The whole payda of Shabbos is that the Eid shouldn't do it. You should be addressed. And there are two different types of things. Shabbos is unique. This is a general thing about Shabbos. It's a very important distinction of some sort of things. There are things which are morally objectionable. Murder is morally objectionable. When it comes to murdering someone, the fact that they're murdered is what's most important. The hechatimtzus of how exactly it took place are less important. Not that they're unimportant, but they're less important than the end result. And in ethical sense, in Shemayim, even if one escapes with that, he won't get Mises Bezin because he was a grumma, and he wasn't a retzeach biyadayim. So according to the, he killed b'kayach sheni, whatever, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So he won't get Misa, but in Shemayim, the standing is not going to be too high. In Shemayim, they'll still call him a retzeach. You know, it's just there's various degrees of retzeach. A certain degree of retzeach gets Mises Bezdin. Another type of retzeach is a retzeach. There's nothing more we can say about him. He's a retzeach. But he won't get Mises Bezdin for it. That's because what's objectionable to retzeach is the end result. In Hilchos Shabbos, it is not the end result which is objectionable. There's nothing objectionable to cooking. Now, the horaya lekach is that bishul cham is mutter. If you go to Tucson, Arizona, or Phoenix, and you want a fried egg for breakfast on Shabbos, so crack it into a plate, put the plate outside in the sun, not preheat it, just put it on a plate in the sun. They tell me it's hot enough that it will actually get the job done. And you'll have a fresh fried egg for breakfast. Not only also mutter midoraisa, but mutter midorabonon too. What the rabbonon made also is if I preheat the plate and then I put the egg on, so then it's also midorabonon because you can't tell the difference if it was preheated by a fire or preheated by the sun. So there's an area of confusion. But if I put it out directly in the sun, it's 100% mutter. So one guy makes himself a fried egg for Shabbos and we say it's chayav skila. And the next guy, we say, Agvalda Goyenik Shabbos. Make one for me too. Because the cooking is not what's objectionable on Shabbos. What's objectionable is the end result, is the process, not the end result. It's the maisa. So certain maisa in the Torah said are prohibited, certain maisa among the Torah. But it's not the end result which is the cooking of Shabbos. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. When it comes to Shabbos, it's not the fact that the melacha was done. If it's retzeach, it's the fact that somebody's dead. That's the problem. It was arayis. The fact that arayis took place. That's the problem. Ehilcha Shabbos, the end result is not morally objectionable. It's the process. Hisparti and zibetuvelay arachato. Then he goes into the fact that the beis meir is a certain hechroch, not like it. He's a very, very honest of some sefer. As much as he's a chosid of his far, but he did admit that the beis meir has a certain reason that not to say like this far. So, the Chassam Sofer, now according to the Chassam Sofer, that shlichus and no shaychus and no Shabbos. If shlichus has no shaychus and no Shabbos, and v'davar dover has no shaychus in the law, for example, of Lesachsim. So we're at a standstill. What's the Shaila to Gemara altogether? Where are we? Now, it can't be v'davar dover, that's clear. It can't use v'davar dover in this Gemara, because otherwise the Gemara breaks down immediately. But if he's a stealer, or I should have read it, he was presenting the Shaila incorrectly. Elamai, in the Avnei Nezel, we'll say, Shlichus Machon, no, that's my stealer, yes, am I allowed? No, fine. But now, if according to the view of the Chassam Sofer, that's beyond the pale. Because Shabbos is a din in the goof. This goof has to be addressed. But so good. That the guy is on the harvest as much as he wants. Let him work as much as he wants. What's my problem that the guy works Shabbos? The guy should show us it's supposed to work. So, what's the shot in the Gemara? So let's go back a page there. Well, see, the Rambam has a very, very interesting shot. The Rambam shot will lend itself very, very well to the Gemara. I think the Rambam's shot flows really straight out of the Gemara. The Rambam writes, and this is Perek Vav of Shabbos, Osur leimar lenochri lasis lona malocha b'Shabbos. We may not ask a guy to do a malocha for us on Shabbos. In other words, it's not comparable to Rav Chidko, who says that a goy is mitzuvah l'asiris. And therefore, to tell a goy to be mesaris an animal, according to Rav Chidko, that's also, because I'm telling the goy to do something that he's not allowed to do. I'll tell the goy to do ritzicha, he's also to do l'asiritzah. So I'm not allowed to tell him to do such a thing. Here, afu b'sheinu mitzuvah l'shabbos. The goy has no tzivah for Shabbos at all. But afu b'sheinu amaloy mikoydum l'shabbos. And Nachmer, the Rambam says, the Rambam almost goes out of his way to I told him before Shabbos. You can't say v'davadova. That can't be the reason. And even though I don't need the melacha to be done until after Shabbos. So it could also be in the Mashmos of the Rambam. It's not only that he did it on Shabbos for after Shabbos, but I think the Rambam means more than that. It means even if I told him on Shabbos, and clearly I don't want him to do the melacha until Sunday, that's the way I understood the Rambam, that's what the Rambam means. I told him Shabbos, on Sunday, come fix my car, I have a flat tire. And I don't drive on Shabbos anyhow, so it's an Ishkenaf Kamina, it doesn't make a difference to me. So when do I want it? Sunday afternoon, I have to go someplace. So I meet the mechanic Shabbos morning on the way to shul, and I say, John, listen, I have a flat, you know, can you come tomorrow morning, stop off and fix the flat for me? So that's also awesome. So the Rambam basically has told us that either one of the Avni Nezer's propositions doesn't, you know, unless you want to do it both. But the Rambam was unified everything. The Rambam put everything together. The Rambam went out to show us really the extremes immediately. The Dovers are also with the Recipher, Kadeshalotia Shabbos Kalabeinaya, that we shouldn't have a lax attitude so Shabbos. We avoid Ulasis Ba'atzman. Come to do the Malachas. And I told him the third reason altogether. Nishtat Vadava Dova, and Nishtat Shlichos. Now, not the Shlichos of the Rishayim, he cited a Rashi, there's also an Agos Maimani, which I underlined on the bottom of the page. Also, Litin Lenochri Mois, Bero Shabbos, Yiknu, Lemochu, Biyam, Vashuk. It's a Shver problem. You know, a person that lives in a town, you know, where Baruch Hashem, you come to a city. New York. What can't you buy in New York? What's the problem? You know, and now, you know, they have the internet, so you can sit any place in the world and buy whatever you want. But until relatively recently, it's a big factor why people had to go to other places. It was a shop. They just didn't have stores available to go buy. Where are you going to buy things? You know, there's a little hick down. What's available in the town? Not a fraction of what any person would want to buy. So in their day and age, they had oftentimes that the Yom HaShuk was on Saturday. So now, the only time I have to buy something, the Moyakrim, the flea market shows up on Shabbos to sell the stuff. What can I do? I haven't shul. Sunday they're gone, they're not coming back till next Shabbos. So what do I do? So I would like to go to my non-Jewish neighbor and ask him to, here's money, you know, this is exactly what I need, go buy it for me tomorrow. So he says, also, that sheet that Adami, there's a side, there's also the Vos Maimon. So the Shulchan Aruch does have an Eitzah. Or I can encourage him to buy it for himself and tell him that, you know, there's a profit in it, he'll achieve a profit if he buys it for himself. So that.
You can't do that vague?
Yeah, we'll see. And it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe we will get there with it at the end.
You can't say buy it for me and I'll buy it for yourself and I'll buy it for you. You can't say those words.
Not exactly. We'll see later when we get to the Shulchan Aruch.
That's some level of vagueness.
To the nuances.
He's still in the Rambam.
Yeah. No question he's chaylik in the Rambam. The Rambam is very clear cut. The Rambam has one unified reason throughout. It's the same reason you can't tell him Friday for Shabbos, you can't tell them Shabbos for Shabbos, and you can't tell them Shabbos for Sunday. It's all one reason, according to the Rambam. And that is, Torah wanted to be mafreshos for Malocha, the Rabbanon, to be mafreshos for Malocha on Shabbos. In other words, not only don't we do Malocha, but Malocha should be something that we're very distant from on Shabbos. If we get too involved with our business affairs on Shabbos, so sooner or later, we're going to lose our sense of the Kedusha Shabbos, and we'll go over the line. In those businesses, I mean, businesses, for example, the catering business is a very, very hard business for those that are in the catering business. Like they make Kedusha, etc., these meals on Shabbos, very, very hard. Very hard to be in that business and keep a firm grip on Kedusha Shabbos. This is the most important business day of the week for most of them. And you know, the klal in business is that you get the job done. How you get the job done, that's a different problem. But and Mavela, the soyan to be in such a business and still have the full sense of Kedusha Shabbos, very, very, very difficult to discern. So that's what the Rambam writes. If we're going to be involved, I won't do the malocha, but I'll be involved. I'll have 20 goyim working for me on Shabbos and running my factory on Shabbos. I'll sit in the office and I'll do Amir Lakum the whole day. That's all the factory will run. All my my non-Jewish tenants will be here. And the business will clap them, you know. So I'll be chummed at my desk on Shabbos. What will remain of Shabbos after all of that? Not too much. Yes, my mail will come to, ultimately, as we have all lost the spot. So according to the Rambam, even after the Chassam Sefer Gemara is very good. The Yisra of Amir La'akum is ultimately rooted in the fact, if I'm involved with Yisra, then I don't find it objectionable. Now, ye by nature, a person that's a halachic person, it's a chazer, a dover acher, it's miyistik. Exactly at what level and why, whatever, but it's not important to go through Rabbi Yisrael and all this shyness, exactly what the regish is. But ultimately the regish is, it's, you know, if you go by and you smell it, it's, you know, it's repulsive. That's fine. Once you start, I'll start to be Isaac Chazer, I'll cook Chazer, I'll sell Chazer, I'll deal with it. It loses already. There's nothing really. There's no revulsion about it anymore. Yes, I should have something that I want to stay away from. I want to keep a distance from.
You're not supposed to say Yeshik.
What?
You're not supposed to say Yeshik.
I don't want to get into Rabbi. That's what I said, Rabbi. Yisrael talks about it, exactly what it is. There's different levels of the Yeshik. There's the Yeshik on a personal level, the Yeshik because of an Easter, whatever. That's what I said. I don't want to get into Rabbi Yisrael's terrors about it. The Metzius is that a Yid feels the Macholas Asuras are repulsive. That's the Metzius. Any halachic Yid feels that way. I mean, the worst, almost the worst type of violation, the goyim even understand it. That if someone sells treif as kosher, I mean, even the goyim understand how you feel defiled by it. It's not the others. They understand that this is a major principle, you know, of Jewish life and the Jewish religion. So that's what the Rambam says. The Indian of Amir La'akum is to keep us away from Yisroel. So from the Rambam standpoint, even after the Chassam Sefer, so we don't have a Davar Dover. Shlichus is not the driving force by Shabbos, so where did the Gemara start? So but according to the Rambam is very good. The Rambam, the issue is, how far do they go in this Gzeila that we shouldn't come to Yimei? As we know, as we go up the scale of Yisroel, even though we're not Mechalik between Yisroel and Yeraisa, but we know, in those Yisurim which deal with Koros, the whole level of Diyun is a different type of Diyun. When we deal with Hilchos Pesach, when we deal with Hilchos Nidah, when we deal with Hilchos Shabbos, it's different than dealing with a Shai and Hilchos Tzitzis. It's a different Chaymer. And now the whole approach in Halach is a different approach. The Yisurim Chamur. That's the Gemara Shaila, according to the Rambam. That's what the Shaila is. Oh, Shabbos, Nisa Skim, yeah, we certainly were there. Then we extend it to Lavim or not. So the Rambam, the Gemara is very deductive according to the Rambam. In fact, the why it's structured, the way it's not just talking about Shabbos versus Shari Surah, it's different. As the Chassam Sefer himself points out, there are different nuances where the emphasis, where the Yisra lies. But that's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda, according to the Rambam, is extremely deductive. The Rambam flows out of the Gemara very, very well. I don't know if I, you know, I went, not the first time that I've gone through this Sukkiah. I think probably the first time that I sort of Rambam so clearly that flowing from the Gemara. Not just a sheet, but the Rambam. The Gemara lends itself to the Rambam's interpretation. So, let's go back a little bit. We'll go back first to the Eben Ezra Siman Hey. Thank you. Simon Hay, Halacha Yudalit. I should mention as an aside, it's not really this sugya, but it's a sugya in its own right, when exactly hysterectomies are warranted not according to the Halacha, is a shayla. It has to be asked. Any act which is an act, which is actively misaras a woman, is a serious shayla that needs to be asked. It's not the time and place, it's not the sugya that we're dealing with, but the same way, there's an isur dibi misaras animals, I mean, that's a reflection that it's, first it's also dibi misaras people. And after that, it's also dibi misaras animals. No, the Rambam, in fact, I don't think it makes a difference in that one. You could learn either way. You know, I think the Rambam, they say the Rambam, in fact, holds the halacha that Amir Lako applies to Kolotar. We'll see. In a moment. Also, Leimar Lekusi, Lesaras Behema Shalonim. One may not tell a guy to neuter an animal of us. So that's quite clear cut. We'll take a look at the, in the left hand column. I didn't circle it, but you have the sma. I'm sorry, you mean the very small. Also, loy malakusi. He may prepare a kapayel and riboya b'shas. Amir la'akum also kushori sura. If amir la'akum applies to shori sura, and riboy the mushet, we hold also loy malakusi the saris from that brisa that I can't put up a goy to neuter an animal. The goy chasham dil b'shori sura shani siris the benayach b'tzuvah la siris. It was Sanhedrin if legal in Benoach Mitzvah Lassir. It's a Shaila in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Versus a Posku, a Rambam, a Rosh, a Rashbub, a Gosmaim, and a Deno Mitzvah. They all bask in Deno Mitzvah. So according to them, when Mela it's settled, that means our Gemara is only a Dichuyba Alma, because we don't bask in a Kabchitka. So according to all of them, it's the Kalorah Gemara's Maskana is that Amir al-Akham applies to call us a Terakul. Vasmogo was a good posku or was Oshi posku the mitzvah. They passed like a chitchim. Can Amir la'akum the saris also? The motto shows. So Amir la'akum the saris is also anyhow, no matter what. Oh, mitam Amir la'akum also, according to the first four Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rashi, the Gos Maimoni. I feel the mashal ain't a mitzvah, even though the guy is not mitzvah. Oh, Yeshleimar, according to the other Rishonim, that it's the akum mitzvah al saris. And then the problem is lifneiver to tell him to do it. When I've kamina, I feel also. The shaylus, could I sell him an animal if I know he's going to neuter it? Kavosha kosam trumos adesh and simin reish tzadik dalit. So here it says we yishlochos hocha vochol chumra. We'll see. I don't know if they will. I think he's apparently different than the Ramon in that regard. But in other words, that's the thing. So everyone agrees. He says beinkach or beinkach. It's also. There's no question. Either it's also because of Amir la'akum with the Rabbanon, or it's also because of Lifnei with the Raisa. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch did is true. Also, no more the Saras, Behema Shalom. Loch Humay Atzmo, that's the case of Abu Dishmo, Misirso, is Mut. Hermi saw with all was a kind and I saw it that we give him a knas. And this is comparable really. The Gemara says in Beya that haram is worse than mazed. The Gemara says, well, a mazed, a person has conscience about it. If he violates it, he's not going to be so free to count to violate it another time. Whereas haram, this is very kind, he very comfortable. He outsmarted the halach. So, you know, why not? Filo loy harem, even if he had no hand in it, Vakusi Makiro, or Mechalan et Avoso, but it's a non-Jewish neighbor, an associate, a friend, it's also awesome. Omorchon Yisrael Achar, and that's the knas he has to sell it. Filo libnoi Godel, Omorchon Yisrael Lemoichra, will libnoi Kotne, and Omorchon will libnoi Snova. His child, below the age of a mitzvah, is considered like him. Now, Haramos is Mutul Losses Behemel Akusi, Lemach Tzeschar. In other words, I'll go into business with a guy. In other words, I'll buy a behemoth and I'll give it to a guy. He'll run a rent-a-par for me. You know? So the deal is he runs the rent-a-par, the business, and we split the profits. So guy wants to have the best, you know, chance of succeeding. So nobody wants to rent a part that's not mesuras. So he wants to be mesuras. If you give it over to him, listen, he wants to run the business in a way which is going to be most profitable. So he's certainly going to neuter the animal. Nevertheless, but it's, since he's profiting from it, he's not doing it as the shleach of the yid. He doesn't care what the yid wants or the yid doesn't want. As long as the yid just leave him alone. This is in his business interest, because he's going to make more money if the thing is neutered. I'm allowed to sell them animals, even though they're going to be misaras. And some say it's awesome, right? And this is so in Yudches in the Beishmo, v'yesh oisrim. That's what he was referring to. Koyom chira lekusi, and selling it to a guy. And we're calling again also leading all the machzis char. He holds that the din is ein lahokel. I don't think, if I recall correctly, that the God, the look in the groan in Lamed Zion, kiniskale odolok haimalonker abchitcha kamoshakosfu kolapaisim. The Gra is very clear, I believe, when a writing commission calls for Kol HaPoskim, that he is not out inclined to be machmer in this halacha. Whereas the halacha is clear cut, we don't pass him like Rav Chitka, and that's it, that's the psak. And in other words, and then later, so he explains the Das of Smag, but that's quite clear from the Gra, the way the Gra writes it, that Kol HaDas, Kol HaPoskim is not this way, that he holds that the Shita of the Smag is the Shita Yechidoi, basically. And there goes Osher. So from the Goyin, it's not Mashma that he is in agreement with the Beis Shmuel in terms of the responsibility of being Mach. Umiyu, Imein HaKusi HaKoyinu Mesarsim Ba'atzmoy. Rav Noisner the Kusi Acher, the Saras is the Kulial Bashar. Why? Because if you hold that the Iser, that a guy is not with Sivar Asiris, so what's the problem? So there's no Lifne Yiva, there's no Amir La Akim because I sold it to him, so I wouldn't talk it to him. But even if you hold that there is a guy that is with Sivar Asiris, and there's an Iser of Lifne Yiva, that's only if the guy that I sold it to is the one that's going to neuter it himself. But if he's not going to do it, he's going to go hire someone else to do it. So that's already what the halacha calls lifnei de lifnei. I'm two steps removed from the Yisr. And therefore, that's what the Beis Shmuel says in Yutes. The oz are lifnei de lifnei, a mutter. Rabbi Lumen also in the shlucho, in shlucho's la'akom, that one guy to another guy, it's a shayla that they have. This is based on the assumption that Ein Shlichus La'akum is not only that a guy can be my shliach, but if one guy engages another guy, the Torah doesn't recognize Shlichus in that regard either. So a man, if it would be Shlichus as a writer, it's just it's still if naive. But since there's no Shlichus La'akum, so therefore there's no if naive. And this is one of the shaylas that they get into in all this, I think, Rosh Lama Kluga and the Tshuvas, is if a person really has some reason that they have to be Masaris an animal, whatever it may be. So can you give it to one guy who's, in other words, he'll go to the manager, but he doesn't do the work. He goes and now gives it to the vet. So Mamela, it's basically a shvus to shvus. So can you use, you find in some Ahrainim, whatever, use that type of lomdis, when they felt that it was necessary to be Masaris an animal, that's in fact the way they did it. They gave it to, in other words, to one guy, and he was not the one that directly did it. They gave it to others. And what I love this, or shvus the shvus.
Why only when it's necessary? It says kulial.
Which, no, not when I'm selling it. He wants the animal for himself. He's not going to sell it to a god.
It's
talking about, yeah. Yeah, good. Eino hanami. So we have the pshak of the god. Let's say we'll take the god. So there's no isa serious on a god. So mameila, if I engage a god, so there's no isa lifnaiva. But there is an isa of a mirla akum. So what if that guy tells another guy to use the type of lomdus we use in the Shabbos or shvus the shvus? So we find in Achrayim, there are Achrayim that have such diuna.
To extend this, like, to separate mail or packages or
always be certainly at times the Mokum HaTzairach, you know, to do this, what place can you talk about? I have an Amira to tell a guy, to tell another guy, and to consider that a Shpus to Shpus is a Shita Nachrayna. We don't, you know, the Chachila, we try to stay away from it, but when there's a real Tzairach, it's one of that Tzairach that we pull out. Mailbox is all together. The general askama is that in a regular letter, not a special delivery letter, there's no reason to mail it. Because the post office doesn't work for you and it doesn't work for me. The postman works because the guy in the post office tries to tie the kayak out. That's where they shoot each other all the time. You know, they don't go around shooting the people that mail the mail in America. The guys that get shot are the people that run the post office. And the reason is because they're the real bosses. Obviously, there must be pretty heavy-handed bosses if this is the type of reaction that they commonly get. You know, it stands out. It's known as a unique thing that the post offices have more problems with disgruntled workers coming in and shooting up the place than most other businesses in the United States. So there's obviously something going on in their culture. I don't know what it is. But
So a vet
who's a yid, does it make a difference what the animal is? The animal's owned by a yid or not? He has to hold it. He has the assistant like cut the tissue or whatever.
Whatever. That doesn't sound like. I don't think it's much too close to the action. It's something that needs a messiah directly, at least a messiah. I want to go to. A prune person to neuter animals is a problem. I'm not, you know, telling such people how exactly they run their lives. They'll come and ask me. I'll speak to them and I'll be done. But obviously, to neuter animals is a major issue. It's allowed in the term. But time, as I said, unfortunately, very limited. It's true that I have a lot that I would want to go into, and a lot which is relevant for myself. But as I said, unfortunately, time was limited today by outside circumstances.
Is tying a woman's tubes under the same thing?
Tying a woman's tubes, yeah. About tying a woman's tubes is Mamashi is a serious. And when it's mutter, when it's not, it's actually the shayla is also mutter. Rabbanan is mutter all together, whatever. There are very cheapest in place from about it. They're very chuvis about it. Even the Negros Moshe are very chuvis about it.
Very popular among the secular men.
Yeah. The series of men is worse than the series of women. Come on. You know, it's not a positive thing at all. What I want to touch on in the little bit of time that we have left is we have the following halacha. We'll go to the page from the Mishnah Berurah from Simon Shin Zion. I guess he was torn, he couldn't do it before, and he has to take the mice of Ben Ashmoshes, it's mut. One can't hint to him either today. We'll see, there's different types of hints. But I can give him a hint to do something after Shabbos. So now let's take a look on this last din of the Ramazim. Also, Liam was an Ayin Vov in the Mishnah Berurah. The Gamzeo Bechlal Amir Lena Yehudi. It's an Amir Kim Chadirim Mizosa Oisa. Since he does the Melocha on Shabbos, who are then. Even if I don't directly tell him, but I tell him something which implies that he should do it. Also, to wipe his nose. So in other words, apparently that was some type of moshul that they used to use. They said you wipe your nose off when to, you know, you have this spot of carbon that you get on the top of a nair, which impedes it from burning properly. When you flick it off, it burns much better. Now he says, if you If he said it shelo b'loshen tzivut, if he doesn't wipe the dirt off your nose, and then there's a tzivut to it. Alamai, you did it in a coded fashion, but still a tzivut. But if I say to him, shomer rabitul enodi shelo b'loshen tzivut, and shomer haner enom ve'er yocha, you know, just, I don't know, something is wrong. The lights are just not, you know, functioning properly tonight. Oh, any yochel likroys there on there? I don't know why it's so dim here tonight. I can't see my nose. Sheyesh by pechom because there's some carbon on it. Shomei and Yehudi misak neshor days of bchalamir. Now, in lesser mitam shenenam and melachos also. Should have put on the next page. You can't aser it because of benefiting from the melacha that he does. Why can I benefit from a melacha on Shabbos? So the reason is that since the kashya was difficult, I was already able to read with the light that I had. It's only giving a tesefis of light. So therefore, that's not aser in terms of the melacha that are going to do on Shabbos. But essentially, there are two separate things. There's the maisa. Can I put him up to do a melacha? And then secondly, can I benefit from the melacha? Suppose, for example, can I go and tell a guy, I have one light is on in this room. So I go tell him, put on the other light. I certainly can't tell him to put it on. Let's say I did tell him. After the fact that I did tell him, it wouldn't be awesome. Because since I could have read, I was able to read in this room, even before the second light was turned on, so there's no Easter. But there's two separate things. One is benefiting from melacha sakam, and one is telling him to do melacha.
What's the Easter?
Pashto said, I want to give a knas the way we hold. We don't hold that yet. So just the Shaila the Gemara in Baba Kama and other places. We don't pass from the Gemara on a son that the Shabbos is inherited to us. It's knas. No. So even then, so. Maybe because in your house, maybe you may come to tell them to do it, whatever. We don't allow you, in other words, to. That's also part of the knas. So if you benefit from Melech Shabbos, so you'll come to tell them another time to do Melech for you on Shabbos. That's what my assumption is. Or all part of the old Zera. That's all. Listen, a lot as the Rambam writes in a piece in the Perush HaMishnayos in the first parak of Shabbos, there are many times where Chazal saw that without the second aspect, the first one won't exist. So that's all one Zera. The Rambam is Mavir. It's one of the Zeras. First pair of Shabbos, which is approximately that figure out of the piece of pairs of Shabbos. Now the problem is with this, let's go back to Simon Reish Ayin Rav. Here we have on the top of the page of Osayin, who give a basis from Daita, and he saw Tzorach Lotzis. If a guy comes and does Malach in my house against trouble, let's say it was totally dark, and he puts on the lights. So good, do I have to go? I don't have to go out. Avavish and Nenim and Oiram and Omin Amadura from the fire that he made. I didn't ask him to do it. He did it without my consent. So I'm not mechuyev to run out of the house. Oh, I can't be nana. That's it. I have to go and stand in the street for the rest of the Shabbos. Instead of not mechuyev. So now he tells us the following. Hainu dafka in that's Yud Aleph. Acha shekar osa in a Yehudi. This is only after the fact he did it. My yesh lo yisro las. What am I supposed to do now? Is lo hitrichu. Lotzis me abayas b'shmil zeh. Chazal did not impose upon me the burdensome obligation to go out of my house. He has a general Allah Abosh Lilasis came, and I have to warn him not to repeat such behavior. I came and I saw the guy wants the light. I have to stop. And even if it wasn't a non Jewish home, he's not using his material, he's using my materials for me. I have no intention. I'll go out to another room and I won't benefit from the air. I still mechuyev to stop. Gam kitzarach limkos. We call shegem beis yisrael. And certainly in a house of and he the isav akoru chayav legarshu beis. I have to drive him out. Nechilu Hashem sheyichashdu shoytem yehudim b'shlichus. This is based on a Rashi. And Rashi says the problem with the guy doing melacha in my house is mechsek shlucha. Even if he's not a halachic shliach, but he looks like he's doing it, it's my request. Came in Shehuva Beis Yisrael. And chiluk was there, whether this is voluntary, or she kitzis yimo schar b'kiboyles, or I pay him by the job, came in Shehuva Beis Yisrael. So here we have, there's a din of mechsik shlucha. that he did a mechzik shlucha is nothing. Forget if I hinted to him. He had a guy who came totally on his own, and I have to do all types of things to stop him. I have to protest, and if he doesn't want to, I tell him, "Listen, John, I'm going to throw you out of the house. You know, there's a man's house, it's his home, it's his castle. You know, I'm the king here. Out you go." Even ad kidei kach. And this is all. He didn't ask me to do anything. I played no role whatsoever in his undertaking to light the fire. So this is a stira, which unfortunately I don't have time. I would like really to go on the last page of Zichron Yosef. One touches upon this. He was, as far as I understand, he was an Ungar Shirok who published the Sefer circa 1940, about probably after the Second World War that he had started already. A very, very nice Sefer. And so the problem is, it's a very open theory. On one hand, we said, I can tell the guy, well, I'm there in a mayor, Yofa. And as long as there's some there, the light here, so I'm allowed to give him such a hint. And here, when the guy comes totally on his own, we shrine Mechzik Shlucha. So what happens if I hinted him, it got better because I hinted him, it's even more Mechzik Shlucha. So this is a kasha that I had for many, many years, and I tormented many rabbonim all over the world with this kasha. And until I came to Rabbi Yoshev. Rabbi Yoshev is Nehiran or Kol Shvila Deraisa. What I'm supposed to say, that really, it's a very little pale Shevach for me to say such a thing. The Sniper wrote a letter to him in 1964, Tovshin Chav Dalet. So, but the Sniper stand in Tovshin Chav Dalet, we make a little cheshbon. We're dealing 43 years ago, when he was in his mid-50s. Wrote him in the title of a letter called Rosli Honestly. There's no sudden turn that it doesn't look. The stipendist can make me know. This was no different. So he said to me, he says, Mechzik Shlucha is not the way you and I define Mechzik Shlucha. You and I can give whatever definition we would like to give to Mechzik Shlucha. But Chazal had their own definitions of Mechzik Shlucha, which may not coincide with us. So he said, basically, that the two issues are totally separate. That if there's a full-fledged Hanor from it, so then it's Mechzik Shlucha. Even if I don't intend to use the Ner subsequently, it doesn't make a difference. But right now it's pitch black in the school. So now the guy comes, and he does a malocha, and the lights are on. I can see my nose for the first time today. So that's what Chazal did is Mechzik Shlucha. If it's more subtle than that, meaning that I could have functioned here on my own, I don't listen, even without the guy's activity, I can function in this room for what I have to do. Now he came and did something else, so that's not necessarily Mechzik Shlucha. In other words, it could be perceived in a certain regard as he's doing it of his own volition, not necessarily because I made him a shlich. He could be happy with it, etc., but that does not indicate in and of itself that I put him up to act as my shliach on my behalf. I guess even with the Rebbe, sof, but in the Maisa itself, it's not clear that it's a Mechzik Shlucha in what he's doing. Let's go to war.
It's dark, it's
not for the good too. We're not dealing with a Talmud, it's not a Daita. We're not dealing
with it.
Mechzik does not have to deal with other people. Chazal.
But he's saying it looks like he did it for himself.
Yes,
it doesn't look like his own, it looks like his own.
Oh, that's
himself.
It.
The first part is, if it's a little bit light in the room,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm happy. He wants
yeah, so, but let's say, for example, that's a place where the guy, in other words, has, there's obviously no real gain for him by doing it. In other words, he's not here, he lights it and he leaves, or whatever it is. In other words, it's clear, it's not a daita d'nafshe. If it's in a clear case where a guy, even if a base on Yisrael the Taz writes, that it's known to be that it's clear that it's a daita d'nafshe, it's mutter. Taz has a case, which is a very important case, where the shiksa was washing dishes Friday night. That's what she was hired for, to wash the dishes. Nope. As luck would have it, the candle in the kitchen blew out. So now she's in pitch black. So now she's supposed to wash the dishes. So she relights a candle and brings it back to the kitchen, puts the lights on again. The base of Shia Yisrael. So the Taz says it's mutter. Why? Because that's clearly a day to the Rabshah. You know, if she wants, listen, she can come in the morning, she can go out to the living room and watch every dish, you know, and see if she got every spot and wash the dishes in a pitch black kitchen. But that's not a very comfortable way to do our work. So our reason to light and air has nothing to do with me. I'm not working in the kitchen. She's working in the kitchen.
Could you make a Philip if it's maybe one of Sarah maybe one case is where you didn't have to go out is where it was for your Shabbos table?
No, I don't think so. That would come from a different side. It's a whole different side altogether. Then you're touching a shiur that the Shulchan Aruch deals with a little later on in the Reishaya with when you have is Amir la'akum lutter l'tzarech mitzvah
not.
Yeah, but that's it. Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch does not seem, you know, the cases that we're dealing with, none of them spell that out, that it's the tzarech mitzvah in and of itself. I mean, if it was a tzarech mitzvah, it wouldn't be such a, it would be very hard to aser b'dieved. Well, no, no, even if
one,
it was,
one
it, well, it would be, I'm not saying, yes, it would be hard, it wouldn't be so clear. I mean, there is a sheet in the Malaiter, which the Ramah brings, that says you can ask a non-Jew to do a one, to do an Issa D'Raisa for the sake of a tzarech mitzvah. But essentially, we don't pass in that way, except for tzarech harab.
Well,
not.
What would be the big blank out of what there's that? We got a night spent out just as I came up with short for it.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. That's clearly that the goyim were Issa Kadai to the Nafshon. That has nothing to do. And you know, Con Edison has millions of them. Yeah, anyhow. Yeah, they didn't do a malacha specifically for me. The reason he's fixing it is because he has the state is going to break his neck for him if he doesn't get the electric back on.
Rabbi Yochi was using the same chalak by Hanoah, if it's like a guest of Tosefes.
If it's
really
a Tosefes.
So they wrote if it's a guest of Tosefes, it's not Mexico.
It's not Mexico.
Because you didn't have a tzarech? Not because you need
no,
language.
Yeah,
he needed
I presume the reason is since it's not a real. The tzarech is not absolute, so it doesn't, in the ma'aseh itself, good. Of course, there were steps which preceded the ma'aseh that I, you know, induced him to light it. But in the lighting itself, it's not necessarily mechzik shlucha. What? He's similar, whatever, yes. He is similar in that regard. He deals in
steps.
What? Again, if he puts on for himself, that's something else. If Malocha that a guy did for himself, it's something else. It's a whole different thing. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. That's it. So the only problem is it was Eitzim Shal Yisrael there. That was the problem. But it was Eitzim Shal Akum and it was something else. Rabbi Yisai, there's a lot more that I wanted to say. And it's nice to see many of Ma'ud Yedidim. I said, unfortunately, time does not allow, you know, but to spend any more time today. Unfortunately. The Rebbe Hashem grant that we continue as Hashem to be kaim in our own lives, lumoid, lumamates, on a regular basis.